The biggest hacks of the decade coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for December 31st, 2019. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. This week, I am breaking down the biggest hacks of the entire decade dating back to 2010. So let's go ahead and get started. With number 10. Two of those. In December of 2013, Target was at the forefront of a major security breach. This particular breach began around Thanksgiving and was not discovered till a few weeks into December. Attackers used a vulnerability in a third-party HVAC system to pivot over to the point-of-sale card readers. Over the course of just a few weeks, 40 million credit and debit card numbers, CVVs, and expiration dates were stolen. But that's not all. Full name, addresses, email addresses and phone numbers were also stolen, making the total affected customers closer to 110 million people. Several years later, Target agreed to pay $18.5 million in a settlement claim. Number 9 is in May of 2014, eBay was hit with an attack that exposed names, addresses, date of birth, and encrypted passwords for 145 million users. Attackers used the credentials of employees to gain access to 229 days total, almost a year, and in that time they gained access to the user database. Credit card information was not obtained in this hack. Number 8 is all about Marriott International, who made my list when they announced a breach affecting 383 million customers. Attackers were able to gain access to name and contact information and various passport numbers, guest numbers, travel information, and other personal info. Encrypted credit card numbers and expiration dates for more than 100 million customers was also stolen. All of the data was siphoned during an attack that occurred from 2014 all the way to 2018. It took 4 years to be discovered. It was allegedly performed by Chinese state-sponsored attackers gathering data on US citizens. Now, I could not revisit this decade without also mentioning Prism. Prism was a tool that the NSA was using to collect data from users on internet services like Facebook, Gmail, Outlook, and more. The NSA could collect data under permission from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Now, critics questioned the FISA court and the NSA's program, arguing that it may violate constitutional rights of US citizens. Edward Snowden, at the time, was a 29-year-old contractor who worked with the NSA, the CIA, and a lot more. He leaked documents related to Prism to WikiLeaks, and he fled the country seeking asylum. Snowden's leak of the Prism documents originally spurred the creation of this show as an outlet for our drive to share the news about security and privacy in an easy-to-digest format each and every week. Thanks, Edward Snowden. Number 6 is two different Amazon cloud servers that were found with 540 million Facebook records that had been collected by third-party companies in 2019. This story probably sounds familiar because I also mentioned it last week. UpGuard originally found the data earlier in the year in what seemed to be a trove of records collected by Cultural Colectiva, which is a Mexico-based media platform. User account names, Facebook IDs, comments, likes, reactions, and a lot more were leaked. The second data set included user IDs, friends lists, likes, photos, groups, check-ins, user preferences, and 22,000 passwords for a third-party app called At the Pool. Cultural Colectiva did not remove the data until journalists were contacted, and finally they did, while At the Pool took down the data immediately. Facebook was also at the midst of a scandal involving Cambridge Analytica, a consulting firm that worked with high-profile political figures to scrape raw data from social media to create targeted campaigns. They harvested data for 87 million Facebook profiles using a Facebook quiz app that not only scraped the data of the quiz takers, but also their friends. Now, because Facebook allowed this to happen without user consent, the FTC hit them with a $5 billion fine, which many considered to be just a slap on the wrist. The credit card company Capital One was hit with a data breach in July of 2019 that affected about 100 million U.S. individuals and about 6 million in Canada. Anyone who applied for a Capital One card between 2005 to 2019 was affected, and the leaked information included names, addresses, zip and postal codes, phone numbers, email addresses, date of birth, and self-recorded income. Now, some lines of data also included credit scores, transactions, credit limits, balances, payment history, and contact info, along with 140,000 SSNs and 80,000 linked bank account numbers, plus 1 million social insurance numbers for Canadians. Credit card account numbers and login creds were not taken in this instance. The criminal was, in this case, Paige Thompson of Seattle, who was apprehended shortly afterwards. Now, number four is Adult Friend Finder, a website that is used for, I'll just call it, adult content and casual relationships, which was hit with a hack in 2016, affecting more than 412 million accounts. 20 years worth of data was stolen from six different databases for a series of websites run by the conglomerate, including names, email addresses, and passwords. Passwords were only encrypted with SHA-1, so 99% of them were cracked for publication. A vulnerability was found on the production servers, which resulted in this hack. According to the security researchers who found this vulnerability, the hacked accounts included 15 million customers who had thought that they had deleted their accounts, only to find their data still stored on the servers. Number three, one of the largest credit bureaus in the US called Equifax, yes, Equifax, announced in late 2017 that a hack had occurred for several months on their systems, affecting some 143 million customers. 209,000 had credit card details exposed, while social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and license numbers were stolen for practically all of those affected. And some residents of the UK and Canada were also affected by this breach. Since the data exposed was so critical to a person's identity, and it hit about half of the US adult population, this has been noted as one of the most serious hacks in recent history. Equifax settled with the FTC in an agreement to pay between $575 million and $700 million to affected customers in compensation, which totals to a little more than $100 per person by estimates. Number two, First American Financial Corp made my list for the top of 2019, as well as this decade. Congratulations, First American Financial Corp. In this case, the real estate title insurance company leaked data of millions of mortgage deals dating back to 2003 before being notified by Crebson Security in May of 2019. The records included bank account numbers and statements, mortgage and tax records, social security numbers, wire transaction receipts, and driver's license images, all of which was easily accessible to anybody with a web browser. The First American website exposed about 885 million files, many of which could be used in identity theft. I wanted to say thank you so much to my supporters at patreon.com/threatwire. My Hush Puppy perk level patrons are awesome for sending in their fur baby photos. I love them, so keep them coming. And if you want to support Threatwire but you don't want to be a Patreon supporter, that's totally cool too. I have opened up an online store just for y'all of Threatwire swag so you can show off your support. Check out snubsy.com/shop to get stickers, t-shirts, and even my own digital photography from all of my travels, all of which supports my shows. Happy New Year. And the biggest security breach award for the decade goes to Yahoo. From 2013 to 2014, the company was impacted by attacks affecting 3 billion total user accounts. The first announced attack was attributed to a state-sponsored actor, and it compromised real names, email addresses, date of birth, and telephone numbers for around 500 million. The passwords were hashed with bcrypt, and Yahoo later announced that another breach by a different attacker compromised 1 billion accounts this time, leaking names, date of birth, email addresses, and passwords again, along with security questions and answers. Later, Yahoo came back and they said that all 3 billion of their user accounts were actually impacted. Oops, Yahoo was in talks to be purchased by Verizon at the time, and they had to knock a good $350 million off their sale price. That's not good. Yahoo also had to offer credit monitoring to users and pay out users a total of $117.5 million in a settlement. Now, before I leave, I would like to say thank you to everyone who supports the show on Patreon. Thank you so much. You are all awesome, and I will be at CES next week, so there won't be a ThreatWire published next week. But if you will be in Vegas, make sure to say hello. If you see me walking by in the LVCC or the convention center, I would appreciate it. And I always love meeting people who watch the shows. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet. And Happy New Year. Thank you.